tempted and tried with amazement why it should be the all day long while right mansion. till death saith our loving Master. Never be more than a three-year-old because he's born with his brains laying out on top of his head. All his progress is choked off. I used to wonder why Dean came one night to church and Pearl came the other, until Joe Lynch and myself went to pray for the little Hager boy. Then I knew. Both of them couldn't come at the same time. One of them had to stay home. They both led the singing at Pam's church. Amen. Pearl would get up when Dean wasn't there with a big smile on her face. She'd sing a power down. And then Dean would get up and sing when Pearl wasn't there. He'd that kind of problem at home. The amazing, glorious grace of God. Pearl was down in her back because her baby wanted her to hold him even though he was 11 years old. Amen. And so she held him. Ah, folks, a few years ago I went to a part of a hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, that I never had been before. I walked down that corridor and I was awed with compassion at those little mongoloid babies and those little waterhead babies and those twisted and deformed little creatures of humanity in that section of Lexington Hospital. And I didn't know this, so many of them existed in the world, but they're out there. Oh, you don't have to go far in Hamilton until you see many things behind closed doors that nobody knows about much. Nobody ever sees much. Pitiful, pitiful. And a lot of them, they never did no wrong. They was born that way. Never did no sin. The big question pops out, why? 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 I'll tell you the first big reason why. There's a great big devil out there, and he's going to do all the damage he can, because he knows he's just got a short time. But there's a great big God that's gone to heaven to prepare a place for us, and he's coming again to receive us unto himself. There'll not be a mongoloid, there'll not be a deformed baby, amen, there'll not be a retard in the first resurrection. They'll all be full grown. Oh, and we'll understand it. Oh, my, and my, raise your hands and praise him. If dead and past will all make you wonder, why should we need all day long while our earth living about? Chapter 2, if thou be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any vows and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father, who being, sixth verse, in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of a man, and being found in a fashion as a man, humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus, what are you doing here? One day Jesus came by a demon-possessed man. And as he passed by, the demon-possessed man looked at him and said in so many words, I know you. I know who you are. I've seen you before. I know where you come from. Amen. You've come to torment us before the time. In other words, what are you doing down here? Amen. Praise God. And Jesus might have answered to that fallen angel that once viewed him and his glory that he had with the Father before the world was. Amen. That demonic power that had once viewed him in his creative power as he hurled the universes into existence. Amen. Created the world and all it is. Amen. They saw him there. And there was something about him that even the demons, amen, recognized. I've seen you before. What are you doing down here? I know you. You've come to torment us before the time. That's why. Amen. No, that's not the reason. Amen. Guess again. Praise God. Then what are you doing here? Causing us this trouble. I've seen you before. You know I know who you are. Amen. He said, shut up. Hold your peace. Praise God. That's why he told him. He wouldn't let the devil, amen, get out of hand advertising him. The Lord don't need the devil's advertisement. Amen. That woman down there in Philippi, amen, following Paul and Barnabas, or Paul and Silas around, said, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Amen. And she caused such commotion. She was interrupting Paul's preaching big loud of the time. And Paul took it as long as he could. Amen. And finally he said, come out. He set her free. Amen. When her managers realized that they was out of a job, that she no longer had her gift anymore, amen, they turned the whole town against Paul and Silas, and they threw them in jail. You think they'd be happy that the woman got the devil cast out of them? Amen. But we found out what he was doing down here. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The angels told us what he was doing down here when he said his name shall be called Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Hallelujah. His name shall be called Jesus, the angel said. Praise God, for he shall save his people. His people. His people. His people. Say it with me. His people. He shall save his people from their what? Sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what he's doing down here tonight. That's what he's doing walking the aisles of this church tonight. Amen. I know you, Jesus of Nazareth. I know who you are. I see through your disguise. You're the Son of God. Devils begin to tremble when Jesus walked into town. Their knees spoke one against the other. Amen. Like bells shattered. When Daniel read the high handwriting on the wall, praise God. Amen. What are you doing here? Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. It's like, amen, when I went to hold revival in Louisville, Kentucky for brother, Brock. Their son had the habit of coming and crawling to bed with mom and dad about 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. Well, they put me, the evangelist, the preacher, in the best room in the house, their own room. Amen. I was sleeping peacefully, amen, in the quarters that they had given the evangelist. About 4 o'clock in the morning, here this little guy clambers up on my bed and crawls under the covers right beside me. And I just kind of kept my back turned toward him and didn't say anything, because right away I saw through it that he was in the habit of doing that. Amen. And he wasn't satisfied for me to ignore him. He said, "Daddy." And I still didn't say anything. Finally he said, "Daddy." And finally I said, "Hmm?" And he said, "Where's mommy?" I said, "She's in there, in the other bed." And by this time, even in the semi-darkness, amen, little Dwayne had woke up. And he realized that I wasn't daddy. But he didn't know who I was. And he looked at me and said, "Who are you?" Praise God. Amen. The demons recognized him. Amen. But some guys, the seven sons of Sceva, tried to cast out a demon in the name of Jesus that Paul served. Amen. And they wound up with their clothes all tore off of them, all scratched up, eyes black, beat up. Amen. Sent down the road in bad shape. Amen. And here's what the devil said to them: "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Praise God. The devils recognized him when he came into town. You might not have recognized him, praise God, when he comes swinging down through the ether waves on somebody's face tonight. Amen. And come walking down the aisles in amazing grace, praise God. But somebody had a need. Amen. And if you'll just reach out by faith, you can touch the hem of his garment tonight and be made whole, because he always comes for a purpose. He always comes to meet the need. Praise God. Why are you here, Jesus? Amen. I'm here to seek and to save that which is lost. Amen. Oh, yes. He might have met another well-known demon that had seen him in the glory before the world was. He said, "I know who you are. I can see through your disguise. I know who you are. I've seen you before." Amen. "But what are you doing down here? I've got to stay down here. I'm limited to this domain. I can't go up there, but you didn't have to come down here. What are you doing here?" Amen. "I'm come to seek the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then finally at last, he crossed paths with old Lucifer himself. Amen. And he said, "I know who you are. You can't fool me. What I can't figure is why you're down here among all this scum." Amen. "But I've got to stay down here. This is my domain." But you didn't have to. You changed. You stripped yourself of all your glory. You took upon yourself the form of man. You humbled yourself. And I'll tell you what you'll have to do. You'll have to die. Amen. "I may do it, Lucifer. I may die, and I shall die. And nothing shall daunt my progress toward Golgotha. Nothing shall stop me. Amen. How shall I be straightened until what I came to do shall be accomplished I'll tell you, Lucifer, what I'm gonna do. On this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. What are you doing here, Jesus? I'm calling me out of people for my name that'll glorify me, that'll humble themselves before me, that'll bow their knees before me to the glory of God the Father and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Raise your hands and praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Because you see, everybody is going to bow, including the fallen angels, including Lucifer himself, including Hitler, including Toad Joe, Mussolini. Amen. Yeah, everybody is going to bow sooner or later. Napoleon's going to bow. Amen. The Caesars are going to bow. Alexander the Great is going to bow. Nobody is left out. Everybody's going to bow their knee, and they're going to confess that He's Lord. Amen. But since Jesus came to the here and now to save us, to do any good with your confession, to do any good with your repentance, to do any good with your bowed knees and humbling your own reputation, you got to do it now. You got to do it today while it's called today. You've got to do it, for today is the day of salvation. And today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Who is that knocking, begging, pleading? Amen. Who's that voice I hear? It's Jesus tonight, and He's calling you. Amen. You may ask the question, like others did, and others may have, what are you doing here? Amen. He came to save you. He came to help you. He came to deliver you. Amen. They told me that Brother Ross Roy was going door to door visiting in East Alton, where he's pastor now. He knocked on a woman's door and he said, I'm from the East Alton Pentecostal Church, or Bethel Pentecostal Church. Amen. Whatever the name of the church is, used to be Bethel. Amen. I think it's East Alton something now. Amen. And she said, I'm not interested, and started to shut the door. She said, wait just a minute, lady. What's your problem? She said, it's just this. You're going to try to get me to come to your church, and I'm not coming to your church. Amen. She slammed the door again, and he held on. He said, wait just a minute, lady. Wait just a minute. Amen. He said, I don't care if you come to my church or not. If you're saved and you've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and you go to a Baptist church, that's all right. But he said, I just want to know if you've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And she broke down and started to bawl. Amen. And she said, I haven't felt the presence of God for years and years. And he prayed her through right there. Praise God. And because she prayed through, she did come to church. Praise God. Oh, folks, the story don't end there. It goes on and on and on. And He's here tonight to give you His hand and to walk with you through everything that you will ever have to go through. You can have Jesus walking with you. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, how we need you tonight. How we need you. Oh God, and you're here. Don't let anything hinder our relationship. Forgive us our unbelief and wherein we failed. And forgive us our halting. And forgive us our double-mindedness. And forgive us our doubts and our preoccupation with ourselves. And help us to bow our knee to Christ and proclaim Him Lord of our life when it really counts and become a part of the church.